And we near that time of the month where it's time to catch up on what's happening in Cleve. Good morning, Bess.
Good morning.
What's happening on the council front? I understand there's a couple of jobs going.
Yeah, we've actually got three going at the moment. So we've got one here in the office with me, which is an administration officer and PA to the CEO.
And when did you move up to CEO?
No, not me, unfortunately. That one is a job share permanent part-time position. So it's 0.6. And the other two are construction maintenance workers, so the outside crew, which are both full-time.
Now, I'm going to hazard a guess. That job share position, when you say 0.6, that's 3 days a week?
It is, yes.
Fantastic. And I understand there's a job going elsewhere as well.
There is. There's one at the Cleve 4-Drive and Camping Centre. So all the details can be found through them. We've shared it on our Facebook page as well. They're looking for a qualified mechanic.
Now, I have to ask, are you getting the hair extensions out and preparing to go all headbangers for the guitar festival?
That would be a horrible sight, I think. But I will definitely be there on the 18th of July.
And that is happening in Cleve. More details can be available on Facebook, I'm guessing?
Facebook and the council website, yep.
And I'm guessing that would be the same thing for the Cleve Harvest Music Fest on the 30th of October.
Yeah, so that one you'll see all over Instagram and Facebook. It's got its own page and tickets are still available via Moshtix.
What about the sale yards lease? I've been hearing that something's coming up about that.
Yes, there is a public consultation open right now, closing on the 16th of July. So written submissions can be made to council and there's full details under the latest news item on council's website.
And I've heard that there's a new, is it an air conditioning business open in Cleve?
Yes, called Cooler Air. So we've got a new business doing air conditioning and refrigeration specialising.
And that also runs into, as far as business owners go, I know that there's new owners at Arno Bay Cafe.
Yes, so we sadly farewelled Anna Green, who has been an absolute asset to our district. And we've got some new owners, Kath and Sissy, who we're sure will do a fantastic job. And they are now in there and running the cafe.
I have to get back up there, try one of those big Arno burgers. Have you ever had an Arno burger?
No, I haven't. I don't think I'd be able to finish it looking at the size of it.
Well, that's what I'm going to challenge myself on. If I can't finish it, then I can guarantee you won't, because I'm guessing I've got a little bit of size on you.
Well, let me know how you go.
I certainly will. Thanks, Bess. We'll catch up again next month.
Thanks. See ya.